The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You know, I am so grateful for the life lessons that I have learned in my years on this planet. And I must say, probably the most important lessons I've learned have been taught through times of adversity, struggle, brokenness, mourning, sorrow, times of difficulty. Those, as I look back on my life, those are the times when I have learned the most. I have said this repeatedly through the years. I have unconditional loyalty to no one except Jesus. I don't have unconditional loyalty to any politician, any leader. I don't have unconditional loyalty to any company. God taught that to me in a very powerful way very early in my ministry. And I'll tell you just a quick story. Most of you know I grew up in Southern California, and every year there was a pastor in Wichita, Kansas that came to our church in Southern California for revivals. He became very close to my family. If I recall correctly, he even stayed at our house a couple times. And when I was either 11 or 12, I believe it was 11. I believe I was 11 years old. Out in the parking lot of the church, this pastor from Wichita, Kansas, put his arm around me. Now, remember, I was just 11 or 12 years old. Put his arm around me and said, "Son, someday you're going to work for me. You're going to be on my church staff." Well, this man was a hero to me. He was a preacher. He was an evangelist. And I just had the greatest respect and admiration for him. In fact, probably too much so. Well, fast forward several years later, I indeed was on his church staff in Wichita, Kansas, a large, growing church. Joy and I had the privilege of being in the youth ministry of this wonderful church. It was It was a dream come true for me. I was working for my hero. I was working for the man in the ministry that I probably had more respect for than anybody else. And we were there about a year, and things started getting strange, different. He started acting different and strange, and rumors began running around that he was having an affair with one of our missionaries. I could not believe it. I would not believe it. I refuse to believe it. I am loyal. I'm working for this man. He's my hero. Don't come to me and tell me that he's having an affair. And I went to him one day. And I said, Pastor Hopper, that was his name, Doyle Hopper. I said, Pastor Hopper, you probably heard the rumors. I want to ask you face to face. Are you having an affair? He looked me straight in the eyes and he said, Bob, you know me better than that. Bob, you know me better than that. That was all I needed. I would defend him almost to the death. And then we found out it was true. He lied to me, he lied to the church, and he was carrying on an affair with one of our missionaries that was home on furlough. And I cannot express to you how it crushed me. Well, he tried to stay on as pastor. He wanted the church to understand. He was in an unhappy marriage, and he believed that God wanted him to be happy. And Bob Schuller, Crystal Cathedral fame, had actually told him in a personal conference, God wants you to be happy. If you need to leave your wife for this missionary, go. Your church will understand. And he believed that lie from Bob Schuller, and the lie straight out of the pit of hell. And he came to me and asked for my support after I had the facts and I knew that the rumors were true. I was faced with a decision. Is my loyalty to a man, or is my loyalty to God and to the truth? Well, fortunately, praise God, as a very young man and very early in the ministry, I decided to be loyal to God and to the truth and not a man. And I found myself opposing the man, the human being that I probably had more respect for than anybody else on planet Earth. It was unbelievably difficult. But God taught me a lesson. We must stand for truth. I think God wants us to be loyal to people and loyal to leadership, but our loyalty is not unconditional. Our loyalty to truth is unconditional. Now, why did I go through and tell you that whole story? And to be really honest, that was more than 45 years ago. It still pains me when I think about that story. And I'm serious. It's hard on Joy as well. It was a difficult time in our marriage and our relationship, and certainly in our ministry. Here's why I tell you that. I have been a strong Donald Trump supporter. I have supported him every opportunity that I possibly could, but I made you a promise when he was elected. When he did something good, I would commend him, and I've done a lot of that in the last 4 years. But I also said I'd be honest and objective, and he did something wrong, I would say so. Donald Trump's actions yesterday were terrible. Is he completely responsible for the chaos at the Capitol building? No, 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 no. People, individuals are responsible for their own actions, but there's so much he could have done to defuse this. There is much he could have done weeks ago to defuse. I'm not saying he's completely responsible for what happened in Washington, D.C., but I believe with all my heart he could have prevented it. And today he's paying the price. If you haven't heard, resignations are piling up in the White House today. At least 8 people have resigned today in the White House. People who were loyal to Donald Trump are now deciding they can no longer be loyal.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, the big news is that the election of Joe Biden has been certified by the Congress according to the principles of the Constitution. Was the election stolen? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I read a lengthy article this morning in the Wall Street Journal going over all of the major claims by the Trump campaign about fraud and so forth. And it is difficult to find verifiable proof of massive fraud. Was there fraud? Yes. Were there improprieties? Yes. Enough to switch the vote? I haven't seen evidence. And at this point, it is now up to the individual states to investigate the elections in their states. That's the way our country works. And I hope they do. I hope they will. But Biden has been declared the winner, and Donald Trump released a statement. Let's see. Here is the official statement from the White House, released by Dan Scavino, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff. This is from President Trump. And I quote, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again." I posted on my Facebook page today one of the Proverbs. And the entire proverb is about the dangers of pride. Pride goeth before destruction. We have seen that played out in front of our eyes. Donald Trump, in many ways, has been a great, great president. He has accomplished wonderful things in his 4 years as president. Clearly, the most pro-life president in American history. There is a great deal to celebrate. But all of us know, if we have any objectivity at all, We all know that this man suffered from enormous pride. Enormous pride. And I would say this. Ultimately, just as Scripture says, read the Proverbs. I believe I posted Proverbs 16, the whole proverb. Read it. Just as Scripture says, pride will ultimately destroy anyone. And sadly, tragically, that's what has happened to Donald Trump. And I hope that we are honest enough to admit that this was the downfall of this president. I hope we are honest enough. And that's why I began this segment by saying I don't have unconditional loyalty to anyone except Jesus. I think I have been a loyal Trump supporter in every way that I could. But there are times that you cannot support an individual when they're doing things that are just wrong. Leading people to believe that if enough people would gather in Washington, D.C., the results of the election could be overturned. And that's exactly what Donald Trump led those protesters to believe. He honestly led them to believe that. In fact, I rode up in the elevator just an hour or so ago with someone who works in our building. And this individual said, I can't believe it. I believed with all my heart that if enough people went to Washington, D.C., the results of the election would change. Folks, that wasn't going to happen. Most of you knew that. I knew that. And I said that repeatedly. I don't care how many thousands of people show up in Washington, D.C. to protest. It is not going to change the outcome of the election. But people were led to believe that. And when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, well, they responded the way they did. Pride goeth before destruction. Whether it is you or me or the President of the United States.